The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh, hey. Fancy meeting you here. You picked a rough night to walk home. I guess you must not have had any freshman's bed to sleep in. You don't mind if I walk with you, do you? It's so dark and late and, well, even here a girl has to be careful. Thanks. What's funny? I was just thinking. I tried all of these ways to get a hold of you, but what works in the end is plain, old-fashioned stalking. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not proud of it. I know it's a bit crazy, but I think that I needed to see you one last time for closure. Really? You really don't know what I'm talking about? You must have forgotten about me. It's so easy to get lost in the hordes of girls trying to get your attention. No, I won't stop walking with you. I know I'm making you uncomfortable. That's the idea. I want you to feel just a fraction of what I felt for. Wow, it's been a month already, hasn't it? I'm glad you've accepted this. After this walk, we'll be done. If that's what you want, and you never have to talk to me again. I think it's only fair that you have to talk to me. Or at least, listen to me. I really feel like I haven't been heard. You tried so hard with me. I'm going to admit that was really flattering. I feel really, really stupid. I fell for it completely. I mean, I've had people hit on me before, obviously. And I've had dudes tell me all the things they want to do to me in filthy DMs. I even had a heartfelt confession from a girl I barely knew. I think it's the fey blood. But no one ever asked me all those questions and then listened to the answers. No one was ever really interested in me. Or at least seemed to be. God, you have such fucking good game. I mean, other people can bring home a new person every night, but you really make them want you, don't you? You're being really quiet. Maybe I'm wrong about you. Maybe you don't use young girls. Not the way I think. Maybe you were really interested in me. And for some reason, you just got spooked. It could have been that you're afraid of commitment, or that I came off too strong. I do that sometimes. Either way, that's the benefit of the doubt you're getting. God, you're lucky I like you. Because if I actually thought that there wasn't any affection in your heart for me, you'd already be dead. You heard me. You know what I can do, or at least you can suspect it. My ancestor on one side was a Rusalka. That's kind of a Slavic mermaid, sort of. On the other, though, is Grandfather Winter. No, I imagine you wouldn't have heard of him. He's very powerful. He's sort of like the Russian Santa Claus in a way. He likes to give gifts, but he's also patient and cold as ice when he takes his revenge. I suppose I inherited that from him. I guess here's good. We're pretty far away from any of the main buildings and not quite at the dorms yet. Did you think that you could just pay me all that attention and then forget about me? Just because I'm young doesn't mean I'm naive or weak. I'm stubborn and patient, and I'm not going away until I get what I deserve, what I need. I'm entitled to more than a half-assed day after text. Last night was pretty fun. Maybe we'll see each other again sometime. What the fuck was that? I am not just trash to throw away. You know, I asked my friend about you. I needed to know what I meant to you. So she visited you. You may not remember it, but it happened. She's a mayor. Do you know what that means? So, she can see your thoughts and dreams and feed on them. She said you still dream about me. So, if you still do, then why are you ignoring me? Why haven't you returned my calls? You don't answer my texts or emails. You even blocked me on Twitter. If I were less determined, I'd think that you didn't like me, but I know you do. Don't pretend not to know what I'm talking about. You can feel what I'm feeling. I can see it in your eyes. Why are you so afraid to admit it? You fucking jerk. You shouldn't say things like that to me. It isn't fair to dismiss me as some crazy girl. You made me feel things. You made me fucking love you. Good. I might be a cold bitch, but you're evil. You make girls think they're important and then fuck them and forget about them. I could never be that cruel. Don't you laugh at me. You are going to regret that. Just hold still. Don't make this hurt more than it has to. There. Now you won't be running away. You won't be doing much of anything unless I allow it. Oh. Is that too cold for you? Well, too fucking bad. You made me use my powers, and now you're trapped, stuck on your back, bound with ice. And let me assure you that even if you struggle and manage to crack it, I can always make more, and I can always make it colder. There. Now you can love me properly. The way I know you want to.
just let me unbutton those jeans? I can't pleasure you properly while you're wearing them. That's it. Don't struggle. I promise you'll only be cold for a moment before you feel my fingers all over you. He moaned. I heard it. So, you have two choices. You can get me off properly, and then you can go home and sleep in your own bed. Or you can be a pain in the ass, and I'll leave you here overnight. Someone will probably come across you and free you before too long. Probably. Good. I knew you could make the right choice. So, I'm going to slide out of these pants and straddle your face, and I'm going to grind against your gorgeous mouth, and you're going to do your very best to make me come. And when you pleasure me, I'll pleasure you. You'll get my hands and my tongue and my mouth. I love you. And that means I want you to come too. So show me how much you... deserve to feel good, don't you? I'll take such good care of you when we're together. You'll see. You'll never need to even think about another girl. I want to do everything for you. And to you. God, no one else can make me feel like this. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna come. And you're gonna come with me. I lost control. But it feels so fucking good to take some control back and teach you a lesson. Hey, are you okay? You're not saying anything. Come on.
upset. I know you came hard. You couldn't help yourself. Admit it. You love my mouth and my body. You can't get enough of my tongue. And next time, if you're good, I'll let you use your hands and you can feel my skin again. You'll like that. You love me. I just know it. Soon, with some time and effort and more dates, I think you'll accept it. And then finally, you'll tell me and we can be together forever. I just have to be patient. I'm like my grandfather, you see. No matter how bad things get, no matter how hot the summer is or how much it rains, eventually things change. Sooner or later, the days get cold and the nights grow long. Winter always gets her way.